Thank you and good morning. The Delaware County Sheriff's Office responded to two separate attacks on Monday morning, each of which resulted in the death of a man and a woman, respectively. Around 2:30, a man, later identified as 55-year-old David Saldano, allegedly stabbed two men, one of which succumbed to his injuries. The other victim was transported to the hospital for treatment. Saldano was later arrested and booked into Delaware County Jail for homicide, as well as assault with a deadly weapon. About 4 hours later, Del Norte deputies responded to Silverside Circle in the Klamath town site and found a woman who was shot to death. Witnesses saw a pickup truck leave the scene, and Del Norte County deputies relayed the information to other surrounding counties. Later on, a California Highway Patrol officer in Humboldt County spotted the truck near McKinleyville and contacted four adults inside: 32-year-old Sanique Pratt, 33-year-old George Johnson, 25-year-old Marcellus Woodard, and 36-year-old Natalie Wright were booked into Humboldt County Jail for murder and conspiracy to commit murder. They are in the process of being transferred to Del Norte County Jail. Mendocino deputies arrested multiple Covelo residents over the weekend who had multiple felony warrants out in their name. Deputies first conducted an enforcement stop after locating the vehicle with traffic violations on Highway 162. Law enforcement arrested the driver, 38-year-old Jose Mejia, and the passenger, 27-year-old Bridget Frank, after a records check showed four felony warrants amongst the two. They were booked into Mendocino County Jail. Deputies later conducted another traffic stop near Little Lake Way and contacted 34-year-old Joseph Hoagland. Hoagland was found to have a felony warrant for several charges, including second-degree robbery, use of a firearm in the commission of a felony, as well as being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was subsequently booked into jail. The Northern California Horsemen's Association presented the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association with a $600 check, money that will go towards the large animal rescue project. The project aims to train emergency personnel on how to conduct large animal rescues, and the check is part of numerous donations, fundraising, and grant funding that have gone towards training cost. Arcata Battalion Chief Sean Campbell, who is organizing the project, said that he has been impressed with the community and the support they have given to the project, and they will train 50 emergency workers, including firefighters, police officers, and others, in how to properly rescue large animals. Four Humboldt County students are going to state spelling bee competitions, following the 34th annual county spelling bee that was held at the Sequoia Conference Center on March 11th. At the elementary school level, which is 4th through 6th grade, two co-champions were named, Isaac Young from Cutton Elementary and John Gerving from Jacoby Creek. The two will compete at the state level on May 13th in Stockton. The junior high level saw two co-champions named as well, Leah Eider from McKinleyville Middle School and Kai Hansen of Sunnybrae Middle School. Both will compete at the state level on May 6th in San Rafael. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With the news that Governor Jerry Brown appointed Humboldt County Supervisor Ryan Sundberg to the California Coastal Commission, it highlights the push local elected officials have made to have a louder and more visible presence on boards and commissions that impact the state and local communities. Sundberg was unanimously nominated by his fellow supervisors for the position, and that appointment, combined with Virginia Bass in line to be the president of the California State Association of Counties and Rex Bone in line to wield the gavel for the rural county representatives of California, means Humboldt County's voice will be heard.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why we as a board decided to get more active at the state level and the federal level for that matter. And now we're, you know, becoming a lot more involved in these committees and boards that make an impact on what happens.
Sundberg was elected as supervisor in 2010, and he becomes the first county supervisor to serve on the Coastal Commission since Bonnie Neely, who lost her spot when she lost her seat to Bass. Sundberg elaborated on how difficult it can be for rural communities to be heard.
One of the biggest things is just to make sure that there's not one-size-fits-all policies, because if none of the rural counties, it's hard for us to travel. It's expensive for us to travel. So rural counties normally don't participate very often.
Sundberg said his appointment will give the North Coast a greater voice at the state level, and that he's humbled to be named. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.